From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Several big endorsements for White House hopefuls were announced this week, including the Boston Globe for Barack Obama and Iowa's Des Moines Register for Republican John McCain. The Des Moines Register also endorsed Hillary Clinton as its 2008 Democratic candidate of choice. In June of this year, months before this latest round of endorsements, our next guest, award-winning writer Dr. Maya Angelou, announced her support for Hillary Clinton. And on the same weekend Oprah Winfrey stumped for Barack Obama, the Clinton campaign broadcast ads in South Carolina featuring Dr. Angelou. In these ads, which are still being played, Dr. Angelou refers to Clinton as my girl. Dr. Angelou joins us now to tell us more about these radio ads and her support of Hillary Clinton. Dr. Angelou, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be on.
So let's listen to a portion of the radio spot that you did that's currently running in South Carolina.
Hello, South Carolina. This is Maya Angelou. Let me tell you about my girl, Hillary Clinton. As a child, Hillary Clinton was taught that all God's children are equal. So as a mother, she understood that her child wasn't safe unless all children were safe. I know what kind of president Hillary Clinton will be because I know who she is.
Why is Hillary Clinton your girl, as you put it in the ad?
Well, someone has called her my girl. I know her, really, not as a girl, but as a woman. And I know her as a fine woman, a strong and kind and intelligent woman. And there's a world of difference between being a female and being a woman, or a man and being an old male. And she is a woman. And I'm proud of her.
Want to touch on your relationship to the Clintons. Back in 1993, you did the inaugural poem for Bill Clinton, A Rock, A River, A Tree. And how did you even know Bill Clinton at that point? How did he reach out to you for his inauguration?
Well, I knew that he was a fan of my poetry. I knew that because I had visited Arkansas, and I knew that he had said some very good things about my poetry, but I didn't know him. But someone had said to the president-designate that he could have anyone he wanted, any poet he wanted, to write a poem for his inauguration. And the last poet was the great Frost. And Mr. Clinton had said, well, get Maya Angelou. I was, of course, over the moon. But at the same time, I also flattered and pleased and scared as everything. But I said yes.
What about Hillary Clinton? Did she ever say to you, Dr. Angelou, I'm going to run for president?
Never once. Never once. But I thought it.
When you think about this historic race with a woman and an African-American, do you ever worry that by endorsing Senator Clinton, and I'm being deliberately provocative here, you are letting a moment in history pass by when there could be a milestone for African-Americans?
Well,
your good friend Oprah Winfrey has chosen to support Barack Obama, for example.
Well, in any case, I would be letting one part of history passed by. I mean, if I backed Mr. Obama, I would be letting a woman and not get that. But I have not chosen Miss Clinton because she's a woman. I think she's the best person for the job.
Have you spoken with Oprah Winfrey about your respective decisions on who to support?
We spoke a few days ago. She feels her person is the best for the job.
If you get your wish and Senator Hillary Clinton becomes President Hillary Clinton, will you do another poem for her inauguration?
I don't know if she would even want me to. I would do my best, but I think we have other great poets in this country.
Dr. Angelou, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ms. Farai. Go well and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We've been speaking with award-winning author, poet, and composer Dr. Maya Angelou. By the way, Dr. Angelou told us she was battling a bad cold, and she spoke with us from her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.